When the sirens shrieked, Milo and I were having dinner at an Italian place at the top of the glen. It was 10:30 on a cool June night. The restaurant closes at 11, but we were the last patrons, and the waiter was looking tired. The woman I was now seeing was teaching a night course in abnormal psychology at the U, and Milo's partner, Rick Silverman, was busy at the Cedars Sinai ER trying to salvage the 5 most seriously injured victims of a 10-car pileup on the Santa Monica Freeway. Milo had just closed the file on a robbery turned to multiple homicide at a liquor store on Pico Boulevard. The solve had taken more persistence than brainwork. He was in a position to pick his cases, and no new ones had crossed his desk. I'd finally finished testifying at the seemingly endless child custody hearings waged by a famous director and his famous actress wife. I'd begun the consult with some optimism. The director had once been an actor, and both he and his ex knew how to perform. Now, 3 years later, 2 kids who'd started out in pretty good shape were basket cases living in France. When the sirens came, I kept my eyes on my plate. Milo stopped eating. The napkin he'd tucked in his shirt collar was spotted with spinach and olive oil.
"Don't worry," he said. "Not a fire."
I said, "How can you tell?"
"Trust me, Alex. It's a black and white. I know the frequency."